Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second, the third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting third, the left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fourth, the shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth, the first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Mike Chartek. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting eighth, the catcher, Joe Schultz. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Moncrief. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Moncrief. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting second, the center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting third, the left fielder, Leon Culberson. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting eighth, the catcher, Roy Partee. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Yank Terry. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Yank Terry. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Terry, and towards Newsom, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Newsom reaches second base with a double. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich strikes out. One out. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Culberson for the out. Newsom moves to third. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn takes first base on ball four. Stevens moves to second. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak bunts towards the mound. Terry fields it and throws to first for the out. Stevens moves to third. McQuinn moves to second. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lupien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is walked intentionally. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Terry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. the Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schultz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lupien for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift is called out on strikes. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gutteridge moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Gutteridge moves to third. Lobbs moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, McQuinn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox who is chasing the ball. McQuinn reaches third base with a triple. Gutteridge scores. Lobbs scores. Stevens goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Browns. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0 for 0 in the game. Chartak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McQuinn scores. It's 4-0, Browns. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chartak moves to second. Pinky Woods now pitching. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Schultz hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Chartak moves to third. Two outs. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0 for 1 in the game. Moncrief hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is called out on strikes. One out. Pinky Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Newsom hits a fly ball into right field. Chartak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into left field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. Clift is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cronin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Metkovich hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0-for-1 in the game. Culberson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of lobs. Culberson reaches second base with a double. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Culberson. The throw from Schultz and he is safe. Culberson steals third. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a line drive into left field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Culberson scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Browns. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moncrief fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Chartak hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox. Chartak reaches second base with a double. McQuinn moves to third. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Schultz is walked intentionally. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-1 in the game. Lupien hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0-for-1 in the game. Partee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pinky Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-1 in the game. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0-for-2 in the game. Moncrief hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moncrief for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge strikes out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-3 in the game. Clift hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Browns. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom misplays the ball. That's an error on Newsom. Lobbs moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Lobbs moves to third. Stevens moves to second. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Chartak hits a fly ball into left field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Moncrief covering, for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-2 in the game. Metkovich hits a fly ball into left field. Lobbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Culberson hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Schultz hits a line drive into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0-for-3 in the game. Moncrief bunts towards first. Lupien scoops it up and throws to first, with Doerr covering, for the out. Krivic moves to second. 2 outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a pop-up towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Doerr hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Clift hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Partee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lobbs. The throw from Partee and he is out, Doerr applying the tag. 2 outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 2 in the game. Lupien hits a fly ball into right field. Chartak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0 for 2 in the game. Partee hits a fly ball into left field. Lobbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Lazor pinch hits for Pinky Woods. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Lucier now pitching. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Chartak bunts in front of the plate. Partee fields it and throws to first for the out. McQuinn moves to second. 1 out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucier spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Lucier. McQuinn moves to third. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Krivic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McQuinn scores. It's 6-1, Browns. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Schultz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0 for 3 in the game. Moncrief hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Krivic moves to second. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metkovich. Gutteridge reaches second base with a double. Krivic scores. Moncrief moves to third. It's 7-1, Browns. Harlund Klift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klift is 1 for 5 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Klift hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Newsom hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 3 in the game. Metkovich hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a fly ball into left field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.